I have Janae Westbrook ready, Cosmo 58SD0211. And I believe that we have reached resolution in this case.
Morning, Judge. Robert Rhodes here in the record. And that is correct. We have, this is an expedited felony with an offer that attempted to bust on it. We're taking advantage of that plea. The recommendation is not agreed, though. I do have some paperwork to give to the court. We have time to, looks like we may have time to address sentencing today. With that in mind, I've gone over the plea agreement with my client. She understands that the maximum is authorized on this is 365 days here in jail and a $5,000 fine. Recommendations of everybody, doesn't matter. Judge limited only by the maximums authorized by the crime. And with that in mind, I believe she's entering a knowing and voluntary plea. She's gone over her trial rights at the bottom of page one, top of page two.
This time the state would move to amend to attempt to bust. I have
kind of full
support that amendment
complaint along
the...
And we waited for formal reading and police complaint on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ma'am, is your true and correct name Janae Westbrook?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, is your age 32 years old?
Correct.
And you've been through the 12th grade?
Yes.
And you intend to plead to attempted violation of the Uniform Controlled Substances Act today?
Yes.
Do you understand that when you're that the elements of that crime are taking a substantial step towards possessing a controlled narcotic?
Yes.
Okay. And that when you plead to that, you give up several very important rights, including the right to a speedy and public trial, the right to remain silent during that trial, the right to hear and question the witnesses who testify against you, the right to have witnesses testify for you, and the presumption of innocence, and the right to appeal after finding guilt at trial. Are you aware that you're giving up those rights today?
Yes.
The maximum sentence for this charge is 365 days in jail and a $5,000 fine. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
The state's recommendation to the judge will be a 365-day suspended sentence with 360 of those days suspended, $5,000 fine with $4,900 of those suspended, $100 to the local drug fund, no criminal law violations. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And that this judge does not need to follow anyone's recommendation. She can sentence you up to the maximum allowed by law.
Yes.
Also, if you are not a citizen of the United States, a plea of guilty to this offense is grounds for deportation, exclusion from admission to the United States, or denial of naturalization. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
So, by pleading guilty to the crime of attempted buxa, are you making this plea freely and voluntarily?
Yes.
Has anyone threatened you harm in order to cause you to make the plea?
No.
Has anyone made any promises to you to get you to make the plea?
No.
I see a handwritten statement here that says, on or about... I think January 24th, 2008, in King County, I took a substantial step towards possessing a scheduled narcotic to it, hydrocodone?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that, and is that true?
That's true.
Okay. I see a signature here. Is that your signature?
Yes.
Did you go through this plea form with your attorney in its
yes.
entirety? Now, the state is confident that this defendant is making a knowing and voluntary plea today. Okay. Mr.
Do
you have any questions
about anything
the prosecutor went over with you? No, ma'am. Clear on the two forms shot? Yes. So if you're trying to attend to possess either gun, what's your recommendation?
Guilty.
Judge, my recommendation is 365 days in jail, 365 suspended, and a deferred sentence. I've given a letter with all the attachments on it to the court. In short, this wasn't taken for any criminal purpose. She's not a drug addict. This was a attempt to save money. She has a legitimate prescription for these medications that I've also attached from Babbitt Chiropractic. I've also attached a drug and alcohol evaluation that she went and done, that went and took care of. She is a part of King County Animal Services. There's five letters from there attesting for professional competence, compassion, honesty and reliability, at least in the work environment, and I believe that the lack of criminal history, it's fair to argue that those are how she conducts her life in general. She's worked there for the past 4 years, but I'll rely on my letter and the attachments. Save some wind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
Your Honor, given that there's medical records in that, do you mind?
I don't have that.